تو سرزر ایسا ہم لئی دوائے گا شاہد سی جان سے شو ناس سے میرے تیتا رہے تو ہوا وانس کنا واتس رونگ ایتی ہے پرکاشر ایک واتس کن بی دی پرام تو ہوا دی فور دیفرن ایکسپلیشن تو ون ایکسپلیشن واز دی ایسا پرام بک سمجھن دو بک One explanation was that it's part of the Gzera de Rabbanon, Mukta is only the Rabban. He says Mukta is only the Rabban. Another explanation was that it's only the Rabban is part of the Gzera of having Jews squeeze out by itself. You have Jews that ooze out by itself from some fruits that think you have to squeeze out Jews on Shabbos once. So he said, even if it oozes out by itself, you didn't do anything wrong, there's a Gzera de Rabbanon that you have our Jews that you, Shem or your cook, maybe you'll squeeze it out, maybe you'll lose it out. So the one opinion among the Amoraim held that the basis and also the Shabbat to be answered is similar enough to Jews that ooze out from the fruit that it should be included in that day. All the other Amoraim held that it's too far off from Jews that ooze out that it should be included in that day. Then another third opinion in the Amoraim was that it's also the Rabbanan. Part of the Gzeira of Tayyar Tanar should be not permitted to rip off fruits that are growing, fruits of vegetables, the Melacha both on Shabbat and on Yom Tov. So even if the fruits of the vegetables fell off on their own on Shabbat and Yom Tov, if you didn't eat them, it's very shame on the olive leaf, then you climb up on the tree and you rip it off. So the base of Shinoga looks like it's part of the Gzeira of Tayyar Tanar, Tayyar that fell down from the tree, that it's also the Rabbanan to eat it because it's there that they may rip it off. The other Amoraim hold that it's too far in this tree, that has nothing to do with Tayyar that is growing on a tree. It's too far away from that tree, moves from that it can't be far. And the fourth opinion was Rabbi's opinion that it's an Issa Deraita sometime, not all the time. When you get an Issa Deraita, if you have Shabbat, then it's a Yom Tov, the Yom Tov is on Friday, Yom Tov is on Sunday, and the base is not on the second day, and we assume that the hen lays an egg every other day. If the egg that's laid on the second day was completed, was prepared on the first day, that's an Issa Deraita to eat that egg on that second day. That's called Hachana de Rabbi. Even though nobody violated any of their rules, the chicken is not Jewish, the chicken can complete any egg that it wants inside of its body. It's not an issue of a penalty for having violated an Aveira. It's not a Gzeira de Rabbanan that somebody may violate an Aveira, nothing to do with that. Rabbi derives from a pus, Zohar, but Yom HaShishi with a Hei HaYudiyah, on base and base, Hei Chino, Hei Yishi Yadiyah, that only Chol Nechem HaShabbos and Chol Nechem HaYantah, the month didn't fall down even on Shabbos, nor on Yantah, but you had Shabbos next to Yantah, and Yantah next to Shabbos, the month would fall down on Erev of the 2 days, Erev Shabbos and Yantah, but that month would fall down for both days. In fact, if Shlomo Yadona, I don't remember if we discussed this, Shlomo Yadona is rather good at Tasha. Why? Because we leave Lecha Mishneh on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Because twice as much came down on Friday. When you have Yom Tov next to Shabbos, the Shabbos next to Yom Tov, you should have three times. No, I'm sorry, you should have three times, no? What does Lecha Mishneh mean? The double portion came down. Normally, every day, Sunday, on Tuesday, the Thursday, Friday, and then Ayma Lago Zolus came down, very perfect in the moment. On Friday, a double portion came down, two Amoris, one Ayma for Friday, and one Ayma for Shabbos. And on Erev Yom Tov, also a double portion came down. So that's why we did Chachamim, it's Chachamim and Rabbanan. But in every meal, you should say Amoritzi, you might not be interested in eating two loaves of bread, you should Amoritzi on two Chalas, to remember that there was a double portion that came down. So whenever you have Yom Tov fall out, on Friday or on Sunday, why didn't the Chachamim make a Chachamim? They should have three loaves of bread. Remember the Netzach government. He says, it's too late, how come nobody else is there? Mm-hmm. They weren't so bothered with the cut.
The
Even if you don't make it bad, they're not sure
if
you're bad.
It's
chicken, and the way it's gone down the other day, it's not bad. It's how can you allow the cow to graze in the field? It's coat there. They're detaching the grit. So Tasis quotes from the filter, that cash and answers. It's interesting to remind you, Nua, this is the Nayaf of the Behemoth. That's where the Behemoth is.
This is
the natural process of the Behemoth. When you make the Behemoth carry something, even if I don't make the Behemoth carry, I rent to the Behemoth to our brother. and the guy is not obligated to observe Shabbos. And he's going to cause the behemoth to carry the burden. So that's my violation of Shabbos. Even though the guy is not violating anyway, anything, if it's my animal, even though I rented it to the guy, I rented it to the guy, it's my violation that I allow my animal to do all the melacha on Shabbos. But if the animal does something which is a natural practice, like raising, or like developing laying an egg, that apparently is not a violation of anything. That's my application. So again, according to Rabbo, the Gemara says sometimes the Beit Shenolda will be forbidden to eat in Aseret, and sometimes it will be forbidden to eat in Rabbah. Then that is, it's a plain Shabbos on Kol Yom Tov. You didn't have 2 days running the Kedoshim, one next to the other. As long as you're in Yisid HaRabbana, yes, what is the nature of Yisid HaRabbana? There is Yom Tov, the Almo, plain Yom Tov, also Yom Tov HaShabbos, but there is Shabbos, the Almo, plain Shabbos, the Zer of the Shabbos HaKa Yom Tov. And when you have 2 days in a row, Shabbos HaYom Tov, Yom Tov, the Shabbos, then it's the real Yisid HaRabbana, the Yisid HaRabbana, that was known on the second day. What's the Yisid HaRabbana? It's not that it's in our days, it's not that it's in Yisid. It's a big law mitzvah. The Torah has a mitzvah. You should be making nichol the Shabbos and nichol the Yom Tov. You should only eat on Yom Tov and on Shabbos that food that was duchan properly. If the food was duchan improperly, so it's a big law mitzvah to eat that food.
There's
no law mitzvah. No, I'll be fast, there shouldn't be any law mitzvah. It's not an aver at all. Just if you don't eat it at all, so what? If you eat it, then it comes out that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You know that's the way I say. The answer is to eat the food that was duchan properly. The food that was duchan properly is a big law mitzvah to eat. He learned that v'hoi la mishish v'hechino, kol mech ha mishabit. On the Thursday before the second day. That's an Easter Day. Usually it's only an Easter Day Rabbanon. Let's say, if you set the table on Shabbat afternoon, so the Malcolm will say Shabbat is forbidden as an Easter Day. They say, whatever, to prepare anything to study for an exam that's going to be on Easter, you do some kind of a Hakonah, so usually you assume that that's only an Easter Day Rabbanon. You do Hakonah on Shabbat, and you say Shabbat is an Easter Day Rabbanon. But if you do Hakonah on Yom Tov for Shabbat, and Shabbat for Yom Tov, that's also be right in this topic of Rabbanon, but that's an Easter Day Rabbanon. Because it's not Malach. You need just to prepare something not a Malach. It's also forbidden. That's a safety case to Kasha. How can you make an Erev Tashira? Again, prepare on the Thursday for the second day, even do a Malach. And we learned that you can just that if you're not going to do a Malach, you're just going to prepare, so even without an Erev Tashira. That's even in a hotel. And you're absolutely not going to do any Malach at all. They're going to cook everything. You're not going to lift your fingers to do a Malach. But it's going to... set up a little bit, whatever, you're going to do Hakonah. You're not going to be able to do Hakonah, you're going to be able to do it. Just going to do a Hakonah. And you want to do Shabbos, it's not even an Easter, but you're Mutter to do the Hakonah, it's not even a Shabbos. But that's how it's Kasha, how can it be Mutter? There should be an Easter delight of Hakonah the Rabbi. Because Hakonah the Rabbi contains within the 2 Easter. You want Easter that it's forbidden to do Hakonah on the first day, and it's an Easter to eat anything on the second day, which was Mukhan on the first day.
Right.
According to Rabbi, the din of the Mishnah will sometimes be an Easter Day right. Namely, when you have Yom Tov next to Shabbos, the Shabbos next to it will be an Easter Day right to you. According to the other 3 opinions, it has to do with Mukhtar, part of it's an extension of the Gzeir of Perus on Oshrim, with the extension of the Gzeir of Mashmah Shizor, because it's purely in the Rabbana. So this is where we left off last week on Dimon on the Zayt. The Gemara says, Meisrei, about 7-8 lines from the top, the Gemara quotes that right, the right is there, that the Beit Mishnah over the Shabbat, the Beit Mishnah over the Yom, so you're not allowed to eat it. And since you don't feed this, you don't plan to feed it to the animals, you plan to save it for Sunday, and then you've got to cook it and eat it. On Shabbos, it's not considered Michael Day. Because you don't plan to feed it for the day, so it's considered Mukhtar Mamish. Therefore, it's considered muktamash. Whether you hold that the reason for Beit Shinov is Ikar is mukta, the reason for Beit Shinov is forbidden is nakon or whatever, but such the thought that you're not allowed to eat it, and you don't plan to use it to any other purpose other than eating it, so you're going to wait to eat it till Sunday, then you're going to cook it or fry it or whatever. And then maybe on Shabbos it's something which is not edible, it's not a glee, it's not a hook. It's more lucky the same as if you plan the doctor not to feed it to the animal. And it's not really lucky the problem, you're not allowed to eat it. And maybe it becomes mukta. Everybody would agree that it becomes mukta, even the other three opinions. He said that that's not why the Easter is given, but once there is an Easter, the remainder of the halacha will declare it as mukta. So it says that it has the status of mukta. And then it says, Shmeko Akura, the other stuff says, where it is based on the result of the Shabbos of their Shabbos, it says, Shmeko Lachumra. And then the Brisa continues. So next we can discuss this line in the Brisa. Shmeko Akura, the Gemara asks why. If you all like Rabba, that you're dealing with an Issa Deraita, even though it's not always an Issa Deraita in all cases. It's only an Issa Deraita. If you have 2 days, Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, and the basis of the result of the second day, then it'll be an Issa Deraita. But in most of the cases, it's the basis of Shinova, the Shabbos, the Lobe, the Shinova, the Yom Kippur, longer than Issa Deraita. But still, the Gemara says, according to Rabbah, that it smacks from an Issa Deraita, starts off with an Issa Deraita, and we understand why you have to face faith of the Chumra, even in the cases with even Shinova, the Rabbah. Even when it's not Yom Kippur, not the Shabbos. Because we're all like, we have a few opinions. That you're dealing with a Gera, Master Shizov, and Paris on Ocean, that the Gambia, the Rabbah, so how can you say, Faith our Surah, that was the more question. The more, I mean, next Zaf is going to give an answer that's quoted Halacha Lamaisa. We'll get to that. You have to hold our breath until it has 10 lines. On that dollar and out, but it's not close to Abashi Yama, the defining of the dollar, the defining letter dollar. And Abashi says that it's Faith to the Rabbah, is not always recruited. That it's Faith to the Rabbah, and the dollar changed from that feeling. It's also the Kumar. But we didn't get to that yet. We're going to get to that. So last week we learned the Gemara here, that's what we were up to, so the Gemara said that line in the Brisa that says Seikla Asura doesn't mean that the subject of the Beisur is Nolda on Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos, no. If that were the case, that would be a Seikla Asura, it would be the Kula. It means that the Beisur that's Nolda from an eagle, or Beisur that's Nolda from a hen, but the hen had its own traces, as a broken leg, or broken head or something, in such a way that even if you shecht it, the Shechita won't help because it's going to be a trade for. So any data that comes from that hen is also bachila. Or let's say milk that you got from a pig or from a horse is also bachila. If you're from an ulcer, so what if you take the milk from a cow? But the cow has a disease or a broken limb in such a way that the cow is a traitor. So you know, the shepherd or the other nothing, you're not permitted to drink that milk. So that's the mother seems to assume that it's the right. So that's the shot in the water. That we'll get to. That we'll get to. That's what we're up to now. So the Christ says, they got through it. He must say, it goes on that case. It goes on that case. Now we're up to the last line of the Christ. Thank you, Gemara. See, Hachi. Let's see. We're on Gimel Amad Bey, so that's 15 lines from the top. The line begins with a parenthesis, Aleph Lamed. That line, the Gemara says, see, Hachi. If that line in the Brisa that says Seikla Asura, the line in the Brisa that has the Tanya by the Gimel on it, that says Seikla Asura, that line is referring to a Celtic trait. In other words, the Brisa begins, Seikla Shalom to the Shabbos, Seikla Shalom to the Yom Tov, and Dov Tov, Seikla Shalom to the Shabbos. Then you get the 2 lines later, we've already switched the topic. Listen, this is Brisa and not Shabbos Seikla. It has all the things among all the Beisim in the world. Talks about Beit Shalom to the Yom Tov, talks about Beit Shalom to the Yom Tov, talks about Beit Shalom talks about based from an old Tomei, talks about all kinds of hilchos days. So the third line in the Brisa, the fifth line in the Brisa, that says Seikla Asura, has already switched the topic. We're not continuing, we're not normally continuing to speak about Dabbing based on all the Bishabbos. No, that would be Seikla Asura, Bottom of the Kula. Seikla Asura goes to Dabbing based on Seikla Asura. And then what do you do with the next one, the very next line of the Brisa? You say you've already switched the topic and you're talking now about a base of Seikla. So how do you read the last line in the Brisa? When you start with the LF, Kula Masura, if I have one Beisa that's Pasur, that Beisa was Nisarva, it got mixed in with 1,000 other Beisa, and the Brisa says they're all are. How can that be? That one Beisa gets mixed in with 1,000 other Beisa? Then I tell you, the beginning is one Beisa gets mixed in with other Beisa, and then the mean is Bapu Zerayim, all you need is 2 Kosher Beisa, and 1 Shaker Beisa, and it'll be Mukha. The Rabbanon may require in some cases, in this case, that or not. In some cases, you require shishim, that would be if it would be locked a lot. If you already cracked the egg open, the egg was cracked open, and it was all broken up, and it got mixed in with other eggs, and I shook up all the eggs together, and then I'll tell you, if all the eggs have the same flavor, just that one was a basin from the train fund, the other was a basin from a kosher chicken. So if I've already cracked them up, cracked them open, and they were blended in together, so then I'll tell you, I would say, how to say buckle. And the Rabbanim did with me that you would require shishim. But to say that even Eruv is not sufficient, that's impossible. And if I do crack the eggs open, if the others are the others, the eggs are still in their containers, or even if they're not in their containers, I can see here's one yolk, and here's another yolk, and here's another yolk. And I just don't know which is the trace egg, which is the kosher egg, but that even though it's all liquid, it gets called the others the others, that's not called Lachlan. Lachlan means that everything is all blended in, and the Rabbanim, I'm eating part of the trace egg. Any spoon that I eat over here, he's going to have a vadai mashu from the traces in it. That's called makhaba. A makhaba, if it's minjanina, it's all the same thing. It's a trace egg mixed in the kosher egg. And I tell you, all you need is cut the tray, it's possible to do it. And then I burn it in shish. If the other is the other shish, maybe I burn it in shish. It means that it's cut the tray, it's possible. But it's more here. What is that line in the price of me? Then the Sabra Bell of Kulmatu. He hopping in my ear. If you're telling me that next to the last line on the Bible is referring to a Beit HaSefer, and that's why it's Beit HaSefer, because it's the state of the right and the Chumra. The Ehavi is so, ain't a day for me to make line in the Bible. It's not about Kulam Asura, it's happening to be Ehavi Tishleima. It will give the other shot, the shot that we were learning all along, Sabbath Yom Tov, Sabbath Kol. Oh, that we're talking from the beginning to the end, this bright is only speaking about Beit HaShalom and beyond, the beginning to the topic is speaking about Beit HaShalom. Then we understand the last line in the bright, that is considered Dabba Sheish Matir. So Dabba Sheish Matir, I think it's the Elof Leibach. Now the end, that's what Rashi explains here. Rashi doesn't fully explain it, but he leaves it up to the Nesit. And Nesit has in his commentary, he explains it a little better. The end is, the name of Atle needs to look up to. That's a Gemara later. On the Amdalad of a day, the Gemara has right smack in the middle of the Yom, the Gemara has a din, Ein Levat Lenisha Lachatzila. It says Tanan, it's a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah, it says on the left hand side of the Yom, the Zeshan and Mishnah and Shumit. Ein Levat Lenisha Lachatzila. Rashi and Tezu tell you where the Mishnah. Tezu tell you, Rashi tell you, where's the Mishnah and Shumit? Ein Levat Lenisha Lachatzila means if I have a pot of soup, and I want to throw in a little bit of Chagifat, just to give my wife a heart attack, doesn't it? She should get scared or something. Or let's say she's cooking, let's say, a play sheet, and I'm going to take a bottle of milk and pour a little milk just to scare her. Yeah. So the thing is that's what this is, even though, you know, you're going to have shishin, and whatever you're pouring in is going to be bottled with shishin. And when you're going to taste the whole thing, it's not going to have, it won't have the flavor of that little bit. If you're going to pour in a little bit of chagifat, a tiny little bit, and by pouring in that little bit, the whole thing is going to be schmaltzy, then if the shishim does not, the whole idea of shishim is that we assume that if you have 60 times heter against a little bit of ikker, then you won't be able to discern the flavor. It won't be, the flavor won't be ikker. So you don't know. But usually things are possible in less than shishim. Usually things are possible in that. 20, 30, 40. Maximum is usually better than shishim. If you have shishim, usually whatever it is will be possible. That's not trace at all. If you have trace at all, you're going to put in a speck of salt in a big pot of soup, you can taste it all. Or if you have a double horse out there, or if you have a little Davido Latino, something that's a flavoring, unless you put in vinegar. Vinegar is very sharp. Somebody has to shake the vinegar and pour it into some kosher food, so then you can taste the vinegar even if you have shishim again. Coloring that you can't taste, but you can see. And the Shulchan Aruch says the fairish that is mutam, that it is both. Shulchan Aruch says the fairish that even though the thing is noticeable, the sneaker is looking. The Zarge Chuber from the new caption on the other day has a long essay on this topic where he goes, later our friends, and the doctor, the picture of an hour, he looks inside out, upside down, you won't find anybody talking about it. But the new caption quotes other stories. We talk about it. A lot of stories. Based on a Gemara, this is very relevant, Allah Almighty, this is a common shayla, that in a company that use a chase ingredient, crazy companies, I'm talking about those companies, you have a kosher product that has a trace ingredient solely for the purpose of adding color. It's not for the purpose of adding taste at all, just for the purpose of coloring. So the Mutasha has a long dispute about that based on the Gemara and the end of Bava Kama. Of all places, there's one end of Bava Kama, he's a prophet, and it's a revised relationship to the Gemara, but he says, Chazusa, Lilfini, the Chazusa, Lamna, the Chazusa means a color. And you say that when color is absorbed, but the originally used jacket was colored. Had a wool jacket and it had no color. And then it took dye and then put in color. The Gemara clears an abstract question. What's the charge with the jacket? Is it going to have a jacket and it's colored whatever color you put it? And then like, oh, well, should he say no? It had a jacket and I had a heft of a color. What's the difference to the day that he's going to say, hey, the jacket, I don't walk around with a colorless jacket with a bottle of color. The color of the goes in the back. So the Gemara says, no, they're not clean like this. What if the color, the dye, came from Arbor Fly Hakera? Arbor Fly Hakera means it is that it's not the bottom. So what happens if I dry, if I have a sitting on a table, a bottle or a container of Arbor Fly Hakera juice, or the fruit itself, or the pigment that came from the skin or whatever, so then you have to burn it. It's the space. Rashi quotes our Nagab, Rashi quotes the Tussin. So we learn, take a look in Rashi over here where it says, Burn Kofay. Well, the bottom of the narrow lines of Rashi before they get wide, the Rashi puts Bon Chavei, it says, Ken Tuk de Shamlel Azer Shatidra Tua Takor. That's the passage by Tilai. The Tidra Tana Paslan, Ken Tuk de Shamlel. But the simple reading of passage is Tuk Dash, it would be Kodesh, it would be also by Noah. It would be also by Noah. So the Gemara Dash and Tuk Kadesh, Rashi puts Tuk Dash, the Dash and Tuk Kadesh, but not only is it also by Noah, it's Kodesh, it's also by Noah, it's even so inspirated that you have to burn it. And you say that not only does that pasuk refer to Kol HaKeren, that's what it's speaking about, Kol HaKeren, there is some kind of a shogo, we don't know exactly where it is or what it is, but that's what Rashi says in the Talmud, we assume that there's some kind of a shogo, a mamatila, a binyanah, there's some kind of a yakusa connecting and relating Orlo to Kol HaKeren. Orlo means the fruits that grow on any tree the first 3 years, whether it's so long or short. The fruits that grow the first 3 years are also about being about long. That's called oil. And Kol HaKeren is a different dish. Kol HaKeren also applies. And Eretz Yisrael applies in Atara, and Kol HaKeren applies in Derabana. It'll be planted in the same field, and near each other. I plant grapes, I plant the barn. And I plant wheat, or I plant any other kind of vegetable near it, a grain or a vegetable. So the grain or the vegetable, together with the barn, constitute Kol HaKeren, and they're both of the Bahamah. And Eretz Yisrael's precision in Atara to plant it, and if you plant it, it's not the Bahamah in Atara. And the Chutzpah is forbidden the Rabbanah to plant it, and the Rabbanah is called the Bahamah in Atara. If you go to the store and you buy grapes, or you buy wheat, or you buy anything, to the beginning of the Sabbath, all the Chutzpah is looking. You have to look where. Maybe you go and you plant it in Idaho, or Wyoming, or Wisconsin, whatever they go to stuff, maybe it was Orla. Maybe it was Clare. You don't have to worry about that. I'm sending all the Chutzpah to open, and then you have a subject. I go to the store and I buy apples. How do I know? Maybe these apples are from the first 3 years of the fruits that grow on the tree and the stuff about Hidu Ano. But the Gemara says the Chutzpah, whenever you have a self approval, you have a self approval, that's there. And the Mishnah says that it's good. And then you sell it, then it's not there. Even if it grew on a grape farm. The places in Yidushin shows from the Yerushalmi like that. Even if it grew on a grape farm, the laws of oil and flesh are still applied. You know the Vada, that it's horrible. But you know the Vada, that it's horrible. If you don't know one way or the other, then if you live in Chutzpah, that's my law, the Sabbath oil is Muslim, Sabbath oil is Muslim. You live in Eretz Yisrael, it's more a common array. It's more severe if you have a Sabbath in Eretz Yisrael, and then it's horrible. Sabbath oil is also Sabbath oil is Muslim. So the Mara here, the end of Bava Kama, has the Shaila. What if I took coloring, what if I took a dye from oil that I think it's just done well? So if I have it in the bottle, I have to destroy it. I have to prove that I have to burn it. It's called treasure. What if I didn't burn it? By mistake, they took it, and they used to shake it, whatever, and they dyed a garment with it. So do you have to now, do you say that you have to burn a garment? So they treat it as if the dye from oil that's black hair is the end. As if it's sitting there. I say I have a jacket, and I have dye from oil that's black hair. But you say, no, you have a jacket. Have a jacket that has that color. You don't say that it's specifically if you still have that color. So that's what the Gemara says, Hashem. So the Gemara says, well, the Gabi, all that for Hashem, there's nothing to clear about that to the Perish Mishnah. That if you divide a garment with all of Hashem, the Gemara runs out from a Tosin, and it says, three times, Varasa, Varalsem, or Nosa, Arim, and Yolachem, and Shalasham, Arim, and Yolachem. So the fact that it's written three times, so we derive that Loyus, Dabbo, you're not permitted to use it for dyeing. If you do dye a garment with the orla, then you have to burn the whole garment. So that's what the Beinish is part of. That's a shur, I say, that kazut milti, a sheep is dye, a sheep is b'yet. But what about all other cases other than orla kasher? And you know he's talking about that, and it's a light on bayigalay sheep. So what do you do if you have any bayigalay sheep? But with respect to this, Dr. Chuba quotes many our friends who say that Beke Delayt of the Chumah and Beke Delabon, the Chumah. So they say, it's a unique Delayt that they mixed into a product. And now the whole product, and you mixed it in order to change the color, or even if you didn't mix it in order to change the color, but it did affect the color, it changed the color. So now if you see that it has a different color, so some say that it's different with the unique Delayt that was mixed in. Then I treated it differently, you used the right to still be there. Even though you have shishim against the shape and meaning, and you absolutely can't taste it at all. It doesn't give any flavor. You like say chazush and milk tea with respect to giving their right to, because it's a topic in the Gemara. And if it only started off as a dish of the right one that's valid, then the Gemara had in the end of all the time to see by the relationship. So, the first thing to say that respect to dish of the right one, takes the right one on the cook. If it's not making time, but it's Lamara and it changes the color, then the person says it would be gone. It's a very serious shaila. It's in Europe they have this shaila, in different parts of the world they have this shaila. All over the world. They have factories all over the world. Some rabbi sent me a letter from New Zealand or something. And he has that problem also. It's a universal shaila. That they have kosher products with all kosher ingredients, except for one ingredient which is any American common at all, but it changes the color. For the purpose of changing the color of the world. What's the law is the bottle of that. It's a big basic in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch proof is because it's always bothered. The fact that it's changing the color is to be ignored. And the Munkach quotes many Afrainim who say, not so cautious, not so fair, but he depends on the Nisa Daraita, Nisa Darabonon, because if the Gemara is Ibaya, the subject in the end of all the Tamil, where they say, Chazut to Nusri, or Chazut to Labrin. I think we want to be changes the color. Yeah. That's a din that I bought. No, there is a din, you know, there is a din that a mixture can only consist of water. If you make it a mixture from orange juice or from apple juice, there's not a kosher from wine, there's not a kosher meat. So even if you have a mixture that has 40 store of water, but somebody poured in wine, or somebody poured in some apple juice or something, and the wine and the apple juice change the whole color, now it looks like it's not water. Even though I have 40 straw of water, but now it doesn't look like it's water, it looks like it's a made terrace, and the Mishnah has it in front, that's a Zera de Rabbana, also made terrace. This is a thing that you're not permitted to be able to make terrace. You have to use the Alchemayim, but if there was a Shinoi Mare, due to a liquid, the people may think that the whole thing is a made terrace, they don't think you're allowed to be talking about made terrace. So that's a Zera de Rabbana that you're not allowed. So chlorine is like this. If you use pellets of chlorine or use powder, you change the maris by using a solid thing, not by using a liquid, then the Mishnah says the fairy shark is not shining. The school of sheen and maris only there that I bought if you pour it in a liquid. Because if you allow people to settle here, they'll think you're not even present in the chlorine, which is not the word. But if you shine, why don't you use liquid chlorine? Use liquid chlorine and change the maris, then it'll be also a bit of honest to be chosen in the school. The mice, they don't use so much chlorine. Mice would use very little chlorine and it doesn't change the color. If they were to use so much chlorine that it would change the color, the people would burn the light down. They use very little. When you go to a mixture, it a lot of times looks green or blue, but that's not because of the chlorine, it's because the color is blue. It's not because of the water itself. It's what are the colors? If it's shiny, what if the water is filthy? That's a shaila that our friend discussed. Shinimari. Let's say it says the Shinimari came from dirt that was solid dirt on the bottom. The solid is not a problem of Shinimari. What if he had mud? Sometimes years ago he used to have mud. So they didn't have the tile floor. The mikvah was hold on the ground. The Mishnahis have that. They didn't have tile floors in the Mishnah. When it rained, then they had a mikvah. In every corner there was a mikvah. A blood there was a mikvah. The shaila is, but there's so much mud there. And the mud is liquidy already, so maybe that should be considered shinimah. This is all discussion, as good as that's not, this is all discussion about why not? Why should that be considered shinimah? So again, we have a din, and dala and base, we have a din, aim of akwin, isha rahatsuna. That is forbidden to pour in a little tracer into a pot of kosher soup, even though I know I'm going to have shishim again. And when I'm going to dish the soup, I will not taste the flavor of the changes that I brought in. It's not changing the color, it's not changing the flavor, it doesn't have any effect. So why are you giving the sugar to pour it in? He wants to give somebody a heart attack. He wants to show his son. So he's going to pour in a little shade of the ingredient. So the din is, aim is not going to have to. There is a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, that prohibition of pouring in a little bit of faces, knowing in advance that it's going to be bottom decision, is that a need for the Raisna? Or is that a need for the Rabban? The Shulchan Aruch, we assume that it's only a need for the Rabban. It is not a need for the Raisna to pour in the pouring faces. If I have Yavis to Yavis, then the person will think that it's a need for the Raisna. Let's say I take two potions of Ami, and one non-kosher salami, each one has a wrapping, and then I'm going to remove the wrappings and I'll mix them up, and then there's no way to determine which is the kosher salami and which is the chetan. You all have the same percentage of fat, let's say they're both manufactured the same way, the only thing is that this is the shopping, and this is not the shopping. This one, you can tell, you can tell. They say they both have a lot of salt, a lot of spice, there's no way to tell which is which. But to take one trace of salami and two kosher salami, you can remove the peel on the outside to mix them up, until you're not able to recognize them. Many parts would say that that would be an issue there. But the yavish, it's a different kind of a people from lach to lach. If I pour in chazasak in a big container of two, but the chazasak gets blended in, since there is shish in it, and I can't take the food, it gets lost, it's considered commandolated of it. Yimara has such a lush in Kharis of Chazay. Yimara has a shayla. When you have traces with buckled beroi, the more they got to talk not only about traces, the more talk about tuna. And that water that was summer, it got mixed in with water that was summer. Usually it should be metamilis. It's not like a hint that it was metamilis. So the tummy became mashka, got mixed in with the tuna became mashka. So he is saying, because man is buckled beroi, if you touch it, you won't be tuna. So if one wants to know, what's the nature of the din? You say that because man is buckled beroi, it's a man that lays the tummy, it's considered as if it's not there, you ignore it completely, and you say, no, it's commanded, he says, I'm there, but the Allah says that it's bought for us. What's the difference when you say commanded, later Dhammi, it's considered as if it's not there at all. And you say, no, it's commanded, he says, Dhammi, but it's bought for us, right? But Umar has that with two nafsimidis over there. The Havak of the Marisa, how do we task him? So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch tasking a compromise. But it depends where it's Yavish B'Yavish, Allah Salah. If it's Yavish B'Yavish, let's say by mistake you have three salamis, one change of salami, two crushes of salami, and somebody removed the peel, somebody chopped them all up, and then later on they realize, now they can't identify which pieces, which slices of which salami. All the slices look exactly the same. But they didn't blend it together, each slice is in this basket. That's called rubbish to rubbish. So when you have chayyid rubbish to rubbish, and you say that it's buckle, chakichay, buckle, I consider that commandita gun. I say that the traces, wherever it is still there, it didn't disintegrate, it didn't disappear. But Allah says that it's possible, right? Allah says that you committed to you. Hashem, if you have lach salah, a little bit of traces gets mixed in and it gets nitlal, it gets all blended in with the kosher, but then I say kimanda later then. That's what the kosher say, halach on the mind, that there will be a difference in respect to Eidu lach alitza lachatkhila. In respect to Eidu lach alitza lachatkhila, by yavish be yavish, there is an issue there, I see, because even if you have the people, the Allah says it's command, he says, I'm going to trace this, it's still traced, that's if you can't identify what it is. But that's an issue there, I see, to mix that up and to rely on people to write. You did it as a test, you were right, right, and you said, yes. Then I'm sorry you made it, but it's an issue there, I see, you still have in order to eat it. And if you have one, there's a penalty that forbids you from eating it. And if I lock the law, the ether of pouring in a little bit of chazasak into a whole mixture and it's going to be buckled the right. Yeah, the whole ether is only since I lock the law, it's commanded like you got me. I lock it to finish it as if it's integrated, as if it's disappeared. But the whole prohibition in the first place to mix it in is only the Rabbanon. And, but still, if you violate it, then the Rabbanon is called the beach. Is that what you're doing? What do you mean by what? That's not the mark. This is not allowed to mix in the use of. Is that only applies if I mix it in? What if the girl makes it in? Do you say that that's called Mahatkila that I shouldn't buy it from the store? Or do you say that's called Rebbe? You say he makes it in. Because the din is the Rebbe, if it's in, he makes it in. Very seven. So you offer many things. If I mix it in, you may be knowing that you're forbidden to when I mix it in anyway, then there's a penalty in the Rabbanon that they come to me that I'm not allowed to be nana, I'm not allowed to eat it later on. I'm not allowed to eat the product, the food that I mixed in the safe ingredients in. But if the girl did it, the girl didn't violate any other, it didn't violate another, so there is no penalty in the Rabbanon. So do you say, well, that's called the Rebbe, it's very ready mixed it in. So it's ready, and it's being sold in the store. So I'm permitted to buy it. It's not a violation of any rabbi, it's not a hospital. He said, no, that's it. I should go and buy it. That's called Mahatsi. So that's what you see from our Gemara, that it is called Mahatsi, because you're not a buyer. Gemara here talks about a basis in over the Shabbat. The basis in over the Shabbat is the young, let's say, it's only an Isha de Rabbana. It's an Isha Rab Muktis, an Isha Mahatsi Shizov, a Pere Tanoshin. Three out of the four interpretations he has, that the basis in over is only forbidden to be eaten in the Rabbana. And yet, it rightly says, in the Sabbath of the Elah, Kudum Asurah, if that egg gets mixed in with 1,000 eggs, you're not allowed to eat any of the eggs. So the Gemara wants to know why not. The Gemara says simply, since if you wait till after Havdalah, you won't have to rely on people's Gerai. Who tells you to eat it on Yom Tov? Relying on people's Gerai, that should look like a why should you eat it today on Yom Tov? Relying on people's Gerai, wait till after Havdalah and stuff like a Hector, there won't be any problem. The basis should not be Yom Tov. There's only other people eating on Yom Tov. If you wait till after Yom Tov, there's no problem at all. Everything is kosher. So why eat it on Yom Tov? Relying on people's Gerai, wait till after Yom Tov. Don't rely on people's Gerai. I've got to get mixed up already. We see the Pesach in the Gemara that that's an extension of the din of Ein Mevatel Eitzel L'Chatchila. Not only is it forbidden for you, for me, for a Jew, to mix in the Shefer. Even if it got in mixed in by itself, it's forbidden to rely on the Gemara when it's not so necessary, not so essential. No, no, you see from this Gemara that it's a violation of Ein Mevatel Eitzel L'Chatchila to rely on, not only to mix the Taruvah, to create the Taruvah, to mix in the traces, even if the traces are mixed in already. For me to rely on the people. No, Kosher, no Shaila. Yeah, sure, no problem. It's very Shabbos. Kosher, how does it depend on the Hashem and the Hashem? The basis of love is only on...
Because
it's an
out, it's a way out, it's
only different,
but it's no way out.
It is also a way out. Who tells me to buy the product from the store? Well, Salonic cookies.
The Ramah has like that.
It's not only is it called Eimel Atom Yisrael Haskiri that you're not about to mix it in, it's a boy mix it already. Tongue is not buckled. Munkash makes a heart is not buckled, period. So we're talking that it is buckled. But you're not allowed to mix it in. And even if the girl mixed it in, you're not allowed to buy it. Why should you buy it? Ask the Chachlein of Yisrael, why should you buy it? And you lie on Bikul Beroi. Buy someone else's. Buy from the Neglat Kosher place or whatever that doesn't have any Bikul Beroi. Why should you rely on a Bikul Beroi? And the Rabbi Lissel Hatzila applies in two cases. Number one, you're not allowed to create the mixture. You're not allowed to mix in the traces. Number two, even if it already was mixed in, you're not allowed to rely on the Hatzila people's burdens. You can avoid it easily. If nobody else sells this product, let's say they sell cookies, and I know that by mistake, some trace ingredients sell it. And I know that there are other people who sell the same kind of cookies, and there was no mistake in no trace ingredients selling. But buy the other one. Why buy these? I bet the other ones are much more expensive than the Ramos. That's not called the Eimel Atom Yisrael Haskiri. And I believe to spend so much money. in order to get the other product that doesn't have the Sarur Tamid. But if it's everything else is equal, then there are more rights than there is any. But that's also a violation. And they will not believe that Sarur Tamid. But why? It's a Sarur that has the Ether mixed into it already, when you can easily avoid it. For the same price, you can get something else. If you can't get anything else, but you can only get it if you spend more money, then it's not a violation of Bain Rabbin for the whole thing. But if you get the same product, the same attraction, the same amount of money, elsewhere where they're not regulating on people's ability, then the Ramah says that's also included in Bain Rabbin for the whole thing.
They have a portal going with a phone, and they have like something like four things, different forms to make the phone move. They don't do this for all the time, they don't need it as an ingredient or anything, but they just love it. To keep the phone from falling over the time, just extra. And with that, we will come down to the next thing.
The din of any rabbi is machatzin as long as he's interested. The din only applies if he's really interested in including something there. But if you're not really interested in giving any flavoring or anything to the din, then it's not a violation. Marshal, to cook kosher food in a straight to pot. To cook kosher food in a straight to pot. We assume that's a different shot. That's not a shot of any rabbi is machatzin. Because you're not really interested at all in having the shape of the li and the pot. So we said, kosher food is different. And he said, the rice, and he said, the rabbon, whatever we say, Shulchan Aruch, and he said, the rabbon. If it's a fleshy part, and you need the milk, then it's a child of my mama. You need the powder, the fleshy part, you need the powder, that's for the mama. That's a different thing, but it's not a violation of anything about the Mishra Hakim, because they're not really interested in the glee coming out from the dead man. Yes, and also, if the interest is not at all that the palm and the chaga and the salt should go into the stuff, then it's not a problem of anything about the Mishra Hakim. But Chasim Shulchan Aruch, I've said, the Ramon has a lot of money to get you there. They used to have barrels that held wine and other beer and other something. And these were sheep, and the barrel had wooden flaps. The barrel was made from wooden pieces of wood. And in order to prevent the beer or the wine from leaking, you used to put chazakat that I'm all right, in between the cracks. So they weren't interested that the chazakat should go to be nice and calm into the beer. And it wasn't nice and calm because it was shishin again. So the Ramah says that there's no violation of Eidon Makhali from the Hasim over there. So you're not interested in having the flavor going. That's not his desire at all. He doesn't want it. You're going to ruin the flavor of the tea. Even if a little flavor goes in, it's going to be bottled to shishin, so that's not a violation of the Eidon. If it's that, you can wipe it off the table. You will know that that's a big pack. That's another bottle. That's still there. But if you work that, if you have a kosher cheese, and it has smear on the outside big pack, so you have to wipe it off the whole outside. Well, that's not a salud. Obviously, yes. You know, they're the trade again. That's a yod issue, the salud in the cheese. Here we're talking about a lot. If you have beer inside the can, and the chazer fat, the chazer schmaltz, whatever on the outside, may give a thumb into the beer, but the time that it gets in is going to be bottled to shishin because the beer is all a liquid. So the flavor is going to float around. It will be bottled to shishin. So that case, the Ramah says, is not a violation of Bein Rabbanit. So again, so the Gemara says, Ihaki is a technical term. Ihaki always means like this. The Gemara here tells you that. Ihaki is a if you would have learned the alternate shot, that the entire writer from the beginning to the end is speaking about a day mission, all the shot is beyond this. And Sekhar Surah, for some reason or another, you say Sekhar Mechumra here, that we might going to figure out later on the next half line. Then we understand the last line that says, the Sabbath of Kulam Asurah, because it's a double shesh from Asurah. The basis in all the Shabbos, if you bring from after Shabbos of the Nusa, so even though it already got mixed in on Shabbos, in a thousand other places, in the forbidden to rely on people's grace, because not only is there a din about the Nusa Hospital, you're not allowed to mix it in the Eastern into a thousand, even if it got mixed in by itself, you're not allowed to be violent, this will be run, you can easily avoid it. This is the alternative. If you want divine disability, you're going to lose it. You're going to have to sell it to a girl. You're going to throw it out in the garbage. And I say, no, but it's a very new sparkle. So you submit it to you. But here, it's an easy solution. Wait till after Shabbos is over. And then you leave the whole thing. There won't be any Shabbos. The basic Shinobi promise is a big non-Shabbos, aren't there? But that's only good if you say the entire crisis from the beginning to the end is speaking about the basic Shinobi. But if you tell me, Sveik Lazura switches the topic, it's a new crisis. That from that point on, we're talking about Shaitor. Now, how do you read the last line in the crisis? I have a basis from a chicken that's a Shaitor. First, Shaitor. And the size of the hell is cool about food, just mixed in with 1,000 eggs. It's not, it doesn't make sense. If the eggs are obviously yogurt, if each egg is separate, each egg is in its shell, or even if they're not in their shell, but each yolk is separate, if yogurt is the yogurt, it's bubble hot to shred. Well, you need have two eggs that you know are not straight. And even if you have one egg that's straight, you can't identify which is which, so they're all kosher. And if they're all beaten up, all the eggs are chopped up together, so it's called lach falah, so if you have teeth in its bubble, why should you say the eating? You have a disaster? So that's what the Gemara says, that doesn't make any sense. See, how can you still in a paper? How can you read inside the Bell of Kulam Asuras? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but the Shleima, if you learn any alternate shot of the entire process from the beginning to the end, going on basis and all the yonks and potter, it's just some junk of stuff called, how the Bell of Shesh Matiris, and that didn't you know, or Bell of Shesh Matiris, I feel that the Bell of Shesh Matiris, because relying on people, but it's not really necessary when you can easily avoid it. That by the time that I thought, let's say I had five cows, and I know that one cow was a traceful, I know it broke a leg, and now it healed, and now I can't identify which of the five cows was the one that became the traceful. We passed him, and my point is, the Rosh and the Ramban, we passed him that a traceful, and the Chazer is not sure that once the animal develops, it couldn't trace it, even if it gets healed, even if it gets cured, it remains with the traceful of the animal. Is it the hamer with a carbon and it became a balmum? And then you heal this, so there's a focus in the chumash there, after the womb heals, and you may be mocked with the Adam Yisrael. And I'll say that once you get the womb, it's possible that Adam Yisrael will have a voice. It has a womb over there, and the womb goes away, so there's kosher lachrom. But if an animal became a trefah, and was lost to Bathiba, even if the disease was healed and was cured, and now it's as good as new, we pass the lachrom, that it's still lost. That's the machalik is the Russian lachrom, we pass the shalom, that it's lost. So what if you have five cows, one of them used to be a trade straw, and now it healed, and now it's all better, and you can't identify which cow is the trade and which is the kosher. So now I'll tell you, you should say that has the trade bottle. One trade cow that mixed up with four kosher cows, I should say it's kosher. But that's the chumash we get up on about a time on our problem. Live animals are not considered as blending in a conglomerate. You can't say that I ignore it and it disappears. A live animal doesn't disappear. So let's say I'll check all parts. won't be allowed anymore. They ain't allowed to be shulchan kriyos. So what happens if they didn't realize? They didn't realize, they wanted to do the shef, they didn't realize, so it's the shayyid. So then there's no room for a penalty. But then I still say that it's not proper. Why? I can't use the dinas. By the time of Chashiv, let's say I have a different dinas. The dinas Hatsich HaRuil is Kabbin. Hatsich HaRuil is Kabbin is not proper. Hatsich HaRuil is Kabbin means if you have a Zobah Toshi, let's say I have Lincha, I have a person of chicken, I have a Hatsich HaRuil is a Chashiv piece of meat, then I would be Mechabed as yes, to feed it to a guest if someone would come tomorrow. Because it is, Hatsich HaRuil is Kabbin is also not proper. Even if I have any chef with the animal, and I cut it up with the lamb chops, let's say I cut it up with the chicken in the teflon. Unless I ground up all the chicken, it won't ground up, so then there's lach balach. There's going to be lach balach, there's going to be other direction. But if I didn't grind up the chicken, if I cut it up into kosher pieces, now I have another thing that is not bubble, let's call Hatich HaRuil is Kabbin. So there's one thing, Zom HaDir Rabbanim. All the things that are not bubble are Zom HaDir Rabbanim. And I tell you, there is no such thing. That something is off and it's before the Tarur is, and I see that this is a double chashu, but it's this neyatmo, and it doesn't blend in with the others. All the dvarim chashuvim that are not bottled are wrong with the rabbanim. There's one opinion in the Mishnah that human beings are not bottled in the rabbanim. That's a shining thing. Let's say in the hospital, there are 10 babies were born one fine day, and 9 of the mothers are Jewish and 1 is Jewish. At least one baby is Ashrausman. Okay. Let's say I don't know. They're all vicing, you check all the blood types and there's no way to determine who's the Jewish child, who's the non-Jewish child. So the Ramban's opinion is that that's called the suffix. And you wouldn't say that the buffalo. You wouldn't say the people are buffalo. That's how the Ramban goes. You take note that that's not true. Even the Nayoga are also buffalo. So you can add them all right. That's a shame. According to the Ramban, there exists the Bidiyarai, so that everything is really a Dara Choshev, it's not bottom of the term, about it's not Bnei Odom. And all of these dinas are bottom of the term. It's high Mahashiv, it's an educated Hashiv, it's a discovery, a barrier is not bottom, a whole bunch of other things that are not bottom. They're all called the Tikkun Abon, Bnei Odom, the Tikkun. They're all patterned after the Bidiyarai, so that Bnei Odom are not bottom. According to Facebook, that even Bnei Odom are bottom of the road, Facebook even has a wild basis. Facebook has a mission in Sahajit. You have people sitting in jail for the Haidim. Let's say you have 10 people are sitting in jail with Haidim. Yeah? And one innocent person gets mixed up with the 10 people. And you can't identify who's who. So now you have 11 people in jail. One is the jail warden. He's innocent. He's a study. And 10 are prisoners in the world. The 10 people are supposed to get a few pieces here. The place is bothered with a cash. Why does the Mishnah say that you have to let them all go free? Why don't you say he's bothered the right and you should give pieces to all 11? The Tzaddik is worked very hard on that time. Very hard. I mean, when it comes to stuff, if you don't go about the right, Tzaddik doesn't answer that. Tzaddik doesn't answer that. Other Rishonim say that you don't go about the rule that used to come on when it comes to the cross net. No. Other Rishonim could completely answer that.
I think the question
was
there,
Also, Kashi.
You give the weakest.
It's a lesson. Right. The patient has to say, Kashi, if 10 are high meat and one is not, then why don't you even give Nisa to the one who's not high meat? That's the most important thing for Kashi. But the Rabbanim is a terror. The Rabbanim there are a lot of solutions. They want to have a level of their rights, they will do it. Hakopan, here is another Gemara. We have a deal with the Rabbanim that Bali Chaim are not proper. We have a deal with the Rabbanim that Berry is not proper. Berry doesn't have to be a live animal. If they have a shreifa fish that's mixed in with a kosher fish. And I removed all the skins. And there's no way to identify which is which. He's probably chopped up all the fish. It's not called a Berry anymore. But if I each chop up the fish, and each fish is shovel, if I cut each fish in half already, the wedding not a barrier. But if I have each fish as a double shovel, even though it's not Balei Chaim anymore, and even if it's not a Chatzich HaRuil, it's coming. it's some kind of a fish that people don't, they're not macabre to get a little sardine or some little tiny fish or something. But there is a fish that mixed in with a thousand kosher fish. And there's no way to identify which is which. So that wouldn't be a dinner of Balikai, instead it wouldn't be a dinner of Hafiz of Rulim of Kabir, this Nehor, it's the tiny little fish you don't get to get when they come to eat it. But it would still be a dinner. Berry is a dinner. Berry is a lekos. The third dinner of Berry is a lekos. So now the Gemara quotes a fourth thing. Within this category of things that are not bottled by Yodish and Yodish, and you get mixed in with others, because of their chashivas, I treat it as if it's only this Nirachmo, as if it stands on its own, and it doesn't lose its identity in a conglomerate, but it's a din of a Dovashid Dominion, something like a Dovashid Dominion. Dovashid Dominion usually means something else, but here it means, Dovashid Dominion usually means that the Chachamim make it clear to Rabbanim, they were named the Gomorrah. And it means the rabbis wrote the Dominion, and they voted that something should be, they enacted it there to Rabbanim for reason X, Y, Z. Even if in a generation or two later a period of time comes, that the reasons of the Xera no longer apply, they say that the Xera is still responding, because the Dovish of the Minyan talking in Acher La'atiro, they want the Chachamim instituted in Isha de Rabbanim, even though it was instituted for a clear reason. And the reason doesn't apply in this case, I say the Xera de Rabbanim still applies, even though the reason doesn't apply. That's the term Dovish of the Minyan talking in Acher La'atiro. That's the Dovish of the Minyan in the sense of the if there's people who enacted this Xera de Rabbanim, were also the Minyan. They voted and they instituted a rabbinic enactment. This is a different Dovish of the Minyan. Here we're talking about Dovish of the Minyan. Let's say there's one trace of tape recorder. Don't recall one trace of one tape recorder that tells the Balmor. If there's somebody who is Japanese and manufacturer worships this tape recorder, he brought it back to his God. This is his Avodah Zarah. So tells the Balmor, tells the Balmor. And then it gets mixed up with a whole bunch of other tape recorders. You have no way of identifying, even though they're not, no two tape recorders are the same. We don't remember which, they're all made in Japan. We have no way of identifying which is the one that's also, which is the one that's Mutter. So the Gemara says here, it seems when you sell tape recorders, you sell each one individually. You don't sell a pound of tape recorders. You don't sell a box of tape recorders. You do sell a box of tape recorders, but you know that there are 36 in a box, there are 185 in a box, whatever. But basically, you know how many you're selling. You don't sell, here's a whole bunch, here's a big pool, without counting how many you are. But since you always sell each one individually, that's also considered like a double kosher, but isn't this an optimal or something that I've done on? There's a corner that such a thing is not possible. So the Gemara now quotes a Mishnah, half of the dinners, and a Mishnah, half of the dinners, and a Grinder. When do you say that the thing has such a hashiva? It's not a barrier, and it's not a chadich and ruin of shabbat, and it's not a balkai, but it's still a dovish of the minyan. It's a dover which is sold individually. You never sell it by the pound and say that it's bottle, I got the rest of the conglomerate. It's always sold individually, and you sell them all together because you're selling a dozen. You're selling 20, or you're selling 100 at a time, so you know what the number is. You always sell it by the unit. You don't sell it by the bunch of them together without counting each unit individually. But in Mark of Zechi, same, and if you're going to tell me that the reason for the last line in the Brisa that says, the Sadr Bela Kudam Asur, that if you have a Beit HaTrefer, the open judge, you have a Beit HaTrefer that gets mixed in with another thousand kosher eggs, the Beit HaTrefer is not buckled, and you're not allowed to eat any of the eggs, you're going to tell me why. If you say, or maybe you'll tell me, Beit HaTrefer, so when you say, Lord, that since they sell eggs, a dozen eggs, because you're selling it by the unit. You don't go to the store and say, tell me a pound of eggs. Or do you? So it depends where you're buying. If you're buying the groceries because you sell it by the dozen eggs. If you're, let's say, if you're manufacturing mayonnaise or something, then you do buy it by the pound. Tell them, when they buy, they'll buy pounds of eggs. They don't care whether it's a dozen or 50 dozen or a million dozen. They want to know how many pounds of eggs you're going to have. So what's the din? You might want to know, what's the din? If you have an egg, which is sometimes some people are interested in buying the eggs by weight. A big firm, a big company buys by weight. And other people buy eggs by unit. So we go to the store, we buy a dozen eggs. Yes, we buy by the unit. And other companies buy by the weight. Would you consider that a dovish of the minyan that it's not bottled? In order to be considered a dovish of the minyan that is not bottled, it means you only sell it by unit, like a tape recorder, you only sell a bunch of tape recorders. No one ever sells a pound of tape recorders. But you say, no, every soul by unit, then I say that it has the chumra of Elisha ben Nimrum, that is not both. The Gemara says that's a machlokes amoraim, how to read the Mishnah. That's how the Gemara goes. If he came, if you're telling me that the reason why the egg is not bubble, based on Hashum, look about the same, well, as the Hashivis, but he's selling the egg individually. Hey, Nisha, this is only Nisha. This chat is only valid, correct, about the Yom HaKon to the Yom HaOlu, it says, also Dr. Limon HaShamino, anything that you ever sometimes sell by unit is treated as a Dovish and Minion and is not bubble, so then it's Nisha. The eggs are sold in a grocery store by the unit. Hey, Limon HaYom HaRakyo, like the other Yom HaOlu, who says only extra doctrine we want to show you, only such a thing that's only sold by the unit. It's never sold by the way. Then my equal name, what are you going to say? Really you have this argument to say, I'm a right man of Mishnah. Yes. It's not, you have a Mishnah. Mishnah, how you look, how he lays still son, shall Kloi HaKeren. Remember that if you have Kloi HaKeren, it was given to the source of Achim and Osaba. Now, so that means if you have grapes growing, right near wheat or right near grain or near vegetable. If you have grapes growing next to an apple tree, a grapes growing next to a pear tree, that's not Kloi HaKeren, it's nothing. You permit the Hasidim to plant one tree next to another, there's no violation. You're not allowed to graft the branch from one tree out to another tree. That's an issue of the light, even Kutra. That's Hakovat Yonah, to graft even from an ethnic tree to a lettuce tree, a lettuce tree to an ethnic tree, because it's so similar. So many parts of all that, that's also an issue of the right. If it's grafting, that's Hakovat. But to plant one tree next to the other, that's Hasidim. Some kind of vegetable. Yeah, it's not a tree. I don't know what it is, but it's a vegetable, it's not a fruit. So the Gemara says that you have bundles, and you have the bushels of silt and some kind of a vegetable, which happens to be Kloi HaKeren, why? So this vegetable is growing right near vines. If you have a grain or vegetable growing near vines, so both the grapes and the vegetable and the grains, everything comes off the barno. So the din is awful, you have to burn all of it, because we learn that in the first thing, the Rashi quotes, Kentukda Shamraya, Rashi quotes Vorm Kaldesh, Kentukda Shukaresh, you have to burn it. So the din is awful. What happens if the bushels of silton, of this vegetable, which were traded, which were also brought up, got mixed up with other bushels? The Tzavahir got bushels and bushels and bushels of vegetables that are kosher. One bushel of the same kind of vegetables that starts to burn up. But now it's got all mixed up. It's interesting, it's probably shishin. You don't even need shishin. You ought to be bubble hot to check because the yabu is the yabu. The yabu is yabu should be bubble. So the din is not. The tzav of acheres, 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 the din is cool and it's open. Everything is open. Why? Why is everything open? What's the use of divrei Rav Meir? Rav Meir says, it's awesome, nothing else. Shishin doesn't help anymore. Dying doesn't help, nothing else. But the Chacham says, what are you talking about? Yalu should be bottled by achat and aslaya. Normally you say that whenever you have yavish, the yavish are trade, the things that mix up with kosher food, and if yavish, the yavish, the din is chad the tray is bottled. It's all the din is chad the tray. But if the din with the rabbanon, is a chumra with the rabbanon, that sometimes chad the tray is not sufficient, sometimes a robe, a plain robe, chad the tray just means a plain robe, is not sufficient. The din is that if it's chumra, they got mixed up with non-chumra, in order to declare that the chumra is bottle, you have to have mayor. You have to have 100 units of chumen against the 1 unit of chumen. And if it's horrible, if it's more actions that from a person, but it's only on fasting. And I tell you the reason that chabashia is bottle is my chumen. I tell you the show from the Gemara and Yudah that it's only a chumen in the rabbana that you use mayor in the bottle of the chumen of the race. And because chumen is only on fasting, you're mutabah more. I'm kind of committed to eat chumen, but a non-fasting is forbidden to eat chumen. But if you didn't get a roll from chumra, what if you had a stack? What if you had a stack of chumra? You're not allowed to sit on the stack. Instead of sitting on the floor, you want to sit on the stack of chumra. If you didn't get chumra, what's the problem? Hey, you can go to another one, it's a different thing. But if the coin is allowed to sit on the stack, so I'm allowed to sit on the stack also. There's no additional avera. If the non-coin sits on the stack, because chumra is mutabanot to a dog, a dog is only offered to eat chumra. It's also machila to a non-coin. But it's mutabanot. You want to learn from a person, the chumra is mutabanot. So the Gemara makes a kalachana, not a kalachana, it's a system. The Gemara says, we have a chumna, maybe a lavon, and a chumna, in order to be bought, you have to have, and for the mayo, you have to have So one unit of truma has to have 100 units of chulin to be mavatul it. So that's only by truma, which is only also not even mutabal no, so there is this issue with neyah to be mavatul it. By orlo, neyah keren, which is chopal yisuro, it's twice as often, so to speak, it's double easter from truma. So truma is mutabal no, orlo, chakem, alo, chakem, alo, therefore, chopal no, we also. So the Torah requires, not the Torah, it's only the Rabbanon, requires twice as much to be mevatel. So you need Masai, 200 units of chumen of heter against the one unit of the oil of the Klaikem to be mevatel. So that's what the Rabbanim says. Yahu v'achas Masai, it will be vatel if you have achas Masai. What do you mean achas Masai? It's 200 units of kosher, bushels of kosher vegetables against the one unit of the oil, the one unit of the Klaikem. We wouldn't have called it Achas Matam, we would have called it Yavu Ben Matayim. The Tanaim called it Achas Matam means that with some total after the one bushel that betrays the vegetable that mixed in with the other bushels, so all together you have 201 bushels. 200 of these 201 are kosher bushels, and one bushel of the vegetable of the tilsar is the traitor bushel. So that's the din that is both. What kind of a notion is Yavu? Very funny question. Why doesn't he say, Bachacham Manim, I raise the bottle, Bachas Matam? Very strange Lush. There's an Ishkin Kasha, I don't know, that's what the Lush and Atanayim always is. Whenever you talk about a trace of food becoming bottle, but they use a strange Lush in Yahweh, it becomes Tola. Tola means that it's bottle. Rashi doesn't run like that. Rashi over here comes up with a unique interpretation, which is the Ramor, Shukhanah, Torah, Lush. Rashi has a Kumre. He says, Yahweh means like this, if you have, Allah Almighty, let's say, let's go back to the salami. I have two favorite salami, two kosher salami, and the favorite salami is going to feed it into the Jewish workers, and the two kosher salami is going to feed to the Jewish workers. And by mistake, some wise decade, they took off the skin from all the salami, and I have absolutely no way to identify which is the kosher salami, which is the favorite salami. So the thing is that the couple has the same bubble. So which one are you permitted to eat? Whichever one you want. So you can eat this one, that one, or that one. So Rashi has a chumra, you have to take one of them and throw it out. And make believe it's just the one that you threw out of the same one. That's if it's half the trade bottle. One trade is salami got mixed up with two kosher salami. And what happens, let's say, truma? Truma became bottle, one bushel of truma got bottle in 100 bushels of non-truma. And instead of throwing it out, start throwing it away, throw it to the coin. So you give one to the coin. That's a mishnah. That's part of the Rashi does say the same thing mishnah. But if you have tuma, one bushel of tuma gets mixed in with 50 bushels, with 90 bushels, with 99 bushels, and then you're not allowed to eat any of the 99 bushels. Not bottle yet, if you have one of those. You got mixed in one unit of one bushel of tuma. That mixed in with 100 bushels of cumin, but then the din is that it is bottle, but you have to take one bushel and give it to the coin before you can eat anything else. Oh, so all the other Rishonim called the Rishonim because it's a problem of Gereza, that's why. Because by Shuma there's a double problem. Number one, the Shuma is also Bachila to a non-Korean. So the din is you have to have Mayo. And even after you have the Mayo, so the Shuma is also Gereza, then you're permitted to eat it. But what do you mean? It's Gereza? The Gemara gives a mashal at the end of it. What if I have my hand open and I have part of my nickel? And by accident, your nickel falls in now have six nickels. You have no way to identify which is your nickel, which is my five nickels. The Gemara says, can I say, haha, it's bottle for that? So I keep all the six nickels. The Gemara says, what are you talking? Yochel halal, the buddy. He means, I'm going to be joint. I'm going to have now six nickels, and I say, your nickel was bottle for that. So the Gemara says, in the end of it, there's nothing doing. The only thing that people variety is, and he's doing, and so on, and how long is it possible? But Mammon, the one has a hot to be Mammon is not possible.
It's not that coin.
Did you give it any coin you want? Okay. Did you give it any coin you want? So the Yishami claims that that did in the Mishnah that a tumor became bottled in our Sineo. That you have to take away one bushel and even to the coin only applies to tumor. Because you have in addition to the problem of Maholos Asur, that a non-coin is forbidden to Truma, you have a problem of Yehza Lashayza, that the Truma is a nickel that belongs to the coin. How can I say that his Truma is Bokul Benei or Bokul Beroi? So I ignore the fact that there was Truma there. What do you mean that the Truma originally belonged to the Shevi Kuna? So I can't ignore the problem of the Dini Mamet. I have to return one bushel of this kind of vegetable to some coin or another. But the Yishamah says that it's only in that case. Only by Truma. It doesn't apply to any other reason. Rashi holds not so. Rashi holds that it applies to if you have two kosher salami. One shape of salami, and it became possible and you can identify which is which, you have to throw out one, I'll give one to the goy. I can't eat one salami, give one salami to my son, give one salami to my cousin. I can't give it to three different Jews. If I'm eating three salami, that's for sure violating another. I'm eating one salami, that's third. But I can't give it to three different Jews. I have to give one, either throw one out, or feed it to the animal, or feed it to a non-Jew. What's the minute he could say this salami?
No.
Only by Yavin to Yavin. We'll get to that. That's the end of the catch. So Rashi claims that that's what it means over here. Ya'alu. Ya'alu means self lahori. Okay, when you have the one bushel of flying got mixed in with 200 bushels of plunder, then I say that it's buckled. But you're not allowed to eat. I can't eat 100 bushels and get 101 to some other Jew to eat it. I have to take one bushel and throw it out and give it to the goy. Because I have to feed one and this is doctrine. That's the question. What does Rashi do with the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi says you perish. But this din, that sort of laharim, and even after the thing is buckled, you still have to remove one unit. And set it inside and not eat it only applies to Truma because of Gezla Shaven. It's only special to eat Truma because of Gezla Shaven. So the Mordechai answer is the Rashi is only talking over here about Yovich to Yovich. By Lach to Lach, Rashi wouldn't have such a deal. But a little bit of Chagasai fell into a pot full of soup, and for sure the Shishi was a big, gigantic vat of soup. And for sure the Shishi began to have it back there. Rashi didn't tell me I have to take out a spoonful and throw it out. Well, it doesn't really make sense over here either, but you're obviously yours. It actually doesn't make sense before, but then I'm more close to Rashi, Papa. So the first thing that the Mordechai says that Rashi Kumra only applies in the situation when you're dealing with the obviously yours. There's a big love, the obviously yours is 24, Timandi Ita Gama. I don't think that I ignore it and disintegrate it inside me anymore. Timandi Ita, and you have a heter. Well, if it's Timandi Ita, you have a heter. Then you have to separate one and throw it out, or give it to the girl, give it to the baby or something. But whatever, it's lach salah, then Rashi would never say such an idea, Yahweh, that's not more. But by Truma, let's say a quart or a gallon of wine of Truma got mixed in with 100 gallons of Truman, then the Yishami says you do have to separate one. Why? That's because of Gezla Shevet. The Truma certainly is a separate din from everything else. What's the case? The Rashi says that Truma is different, that even if it's a Tarugus of Lach Salah, still Tzarek Lahorim because of Gezla Shevet. But whenever you have a Tarugus of Yavish to Yavish, the Rashi claims you always have to be married. You always have to set aside, even when the thing is buckled, when the Yisrael is buckled, you always have to set aside one unit and not eat. And all the other parts can disagree with Rashi. It says on the left-hand side, Arash Rashi Galvem and Mishnah Bor, but they Tzarek Lahorim, Anishon, all of the Shemans disagree with Rashi, and the Ramban. So what happens? Machmal like Rashi. The Ramban is Machmal. The Rashi only appears here. Doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. We're the lucky people. We're living basically about Dima and Vesa. We got the Rashi. Rashi says that that's what the word means. Yahweh. The reason why the Taman called, when an Easter is brought from Peroi, he called it Ola. Tumen is Ola Bechon and Melech. And Klein is Ola Bechon and Melech. What do you mean Ola? Ola means buckle. The Rashi says, yeah, but why do you call buckle Ola? Because when if it becomes buckled before you're allowed to eat any of it, you have to remove one unit, that amount that fell in, and you have to remove one unit and throw it out.
This could be the unit that is
under. The soup,
it can't
be. It's not because it's
all blended. Right. The Rashi says, at least do this.
Yeah.
Because if I want drop, I can't eat it.
It's all blended in together, right. It's all blended in together. The Mordechai says that. If I lock the Rashi, it's Lila. It's all blended in together. Right.
It's
all blended in together. I don't think it's true. The Mordechai answers Rashi, is that Rashi only has the Chumrah by Yom Yisrael. If I lock the Rashi, it's all blended in together. And I'm pretty sure if we look through the Mishnah, we'll find the Shem Yahweh eaten by the last of the But Jerry Rashi. That's the Gemara's question, whether he says Kimanda Leite Dami ceases to exist, so he says, no, Kimanda Ite Dami is really there, but you have a heifer. So we distinguish between lach talat and yavu biyot. Halacha Maizu, the Rambam and the Shulchan say that by lach talat, when you have a tarub within the slav, it's mandalaysa go. So that's why Rashi will agree there that it doesn't make sense to say that anything else. Mandalaysa is not a beast as if mamish doesn't do. So yavu biyot, I say it's kimandalaysa go, but so do you have a hesha? So take it. The odds are 100 to 1 that it's not the right one. Right. But still, that's the point. They said the Ramot works in some of the Rashi.
Without the Rashi, when you're showing them, you have to do the long, and you don't have to take one out. You would still not recommend you go through.
Right, that's what we're saying.
You get the three easements.
Permissible.
Now, even though one of them is certainly going to use it as much.
Right, so as far as each one is concerned, I say that it's probably right. Right. The Gemara goes to this Machlokes HaTanaim. The Chachamim say that bundles of this vegetable of Kloya Kem, the silken of Kloya Kem, the same as any other Kloya Kem. That if you have Masayim, if you have 200 bushels against the one bushel of cherry for the Kloya Kem, it will be possible. And if you have less than 200, then everything is off. And when there is everything, and there is not so, that this vegetable, I don't know what the vegetable is, vegetable of silken is such a delicacy that it's considered a double kashrut, and it's not possible. Shahayir and Meir was of the opinion, Eshadar Kalimana is the Kaddish. The Chachamim say that since they sell the bushels, rather than selling it by the weight. We're going to get to that. Titus has an important discussion about that. This is right over here. The Mark has another chance to have an important discussion about that. Acheres Acheres should be a case of a sixth there. Let's give it a shame, we'll come here. We'll get to that. So the Mark quotes is right. The Shahayah and Meiram is of the opinion, Eshe Dr. Rimano is Nikadish. Whatever you sell separately, whatever sometimes sold by the unit, rather than selling it by the weight, is Nikadish. Nikadish means that it's not bubble, that it cannot become bubble. Kaddish is the opposite of Ola. Ola means that you can eat and Kaddish means that it has to be everything. And the Chachamim, the Chachamim disagree with you, and it's not so. Even the Kaddish, there are only six, Elishish is wrong about, there are only six things that are considered such a bon chashuvim, that it's like Beri is not possible, Chachikul, and the Kaddish is not possible, Balakhaim is not possible, so they have another six things that are also not possible, but the Kiddish says there are seven things that are not possible. And they list off which are the six that they both agree, and which is the seventh that Rabbi Kiv added out. The Abraham needs the six or the seven. And go to Interact, and that's the company area of the city in Israel that's called Paris. The money bad on the pomegranates that come from the city in Israel, from the area in Israel that's called Badon. Probably you still must steal barrels of wine, whatever the wine was manufactured, but the barrels are sealed, it's considered as other bushels, and if you add one shape of barrel of wine, the oracle, like him, whatever, and just mixed in with 1,000 barrels of wine, they're all sealed, but the other bushels, I think this thing has to be not this bottle. Still be targin, some kind of stalks of targin is beef. So some kind of a double kosher kilchei kruv, some kind of stalks of kruv is cabbages. A lot of you want some kind of a Greek pumpkin or another. So these are dvar kashuvim that they used to sell individually. They never used to sell them by the pound, by the weight. They always used to sell them individually. But that's why the Chacham say these six things are not double. The Kiva make is a seventh thing. That's kosher of balabayim. If a private person bakes the chalavach, then the chalavach are double kosher by mitzvah me'atma. So the Rekidah says there are seven things that are dram chashuvim, and the Rabban says there are only six things that are dram chashuvim, and the Meir says there are more than six and more than seven. What does the Meir say? The Meir says, Eshet Adonai Imo Adonai Mikadosh, whatever is sold by the unit. And within Rab Meir, we'll leave that the next one. We have the Nitma, Allah, we have the next one, this Mishnah, and my friend, the Biachan next one is, the Biachan says, Eshet Adonai Imo Adonai Mikadosh, means that only if it's always sold by the unit. It's never sold by the weight. The Shwakir says, no, of course the doctor knows that if it's ever sold by the unit, even though it's sometimes sold by the weight, that's enough of a hashidah that Rabbi should say that it's not mitzvah. So the Gemara is now getting back to this original brisa, and they say, well, hey, Micha, it is Micha. This brisa that we quoted before, when the Tzav of the Elif said a basa is not bottled, the Tzav of the Elif grew mature, it's an egg. It's not bottled. Now, eggs are sometimes sold by weight and sometimes sold by the unit. So hey, because this bright is good, the next step with the other sluffies, who says, kosha dakali manushadina devane, which the union is that if you have a unit, you have a trace of food that is sometimes sold by the year, even though those are sometimes sold by the way, the dinner that is not buffled, but then the price is here, and the rest of the price, the father of the nation. Hello, the Rabbi Yechanan. But if you all Rabbi Yechanan sees this, the Rabbi Yechanan gives them the nation of air in Klein, in Orwell. That works. The only thing that Rabbi Yechanan says not buffled is, as to darkly one, or only something which is always sold by the unit, never sold by the way, the eggs then don't fall under that category. Eggs are sometimes sold by way, sometimes sold by unit. But why is it a name on? So well, how are you going to interpret the price that it says? The Sabbath Kulmatu is discussed again. I'm just going to say that the last line of the Brisa goes back on Beit Shalom with the Yomtiv. But you did say the first line of the Brisa goes Beit Shalom with the Yomtiv. The last line goes on Beit Shalom with the Yomtiv. The middle line goes on Beit Shalom. You can't read the Brisa like this. So that's the Gemara's kasha. If you hold on Rav Yechanan, what do you do with the Brisa? The Gemara says Rav Yechanan and Shlach is just had these 2 years ago. What does Rav Meir say in the Mishnah and Orva? What does Rav Meir hold? But Rav Yechanan agrees that there is a Tzara who holds like the Shlach is. Rav Yechanan just holds Rav Meir doesn't hold like that. But that's right, to hold like that Tzara. And the Gemara says, where do you see that there's such a Tzara? Oh, we know there's such a Tzara. And the Gemara, who's the Omar, that's right, to hold like the following Tzara, called Rav Shemini, and I'll be with the Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan agrees that there's a Tzara. He just argues with the Shlach is what does Rav Meir hold. But he thinks that such a Shemini exists. So he says, that's what the Brisa is talking. You have to learn next week, you have to learn this, a lot of themes here. Next week is Hanukkah. Okay. Hey, we've got a lot of Hanukkah. Another, maybe next week, we have to learn about Hanukkah. Another 3 weeks, we'll learn about, we'll have to get back to, we'll have to get back over here to spectate. These are very everyday topics. This is major issues on the everyday on this. And this week's segment we read about Eishes Potiphar, who started off with the Eishes HaTzadik, that she wanted very much to sit with him. Atita Eishes Adonai B'Tanayi, I guess if Atan Shifra means she wants to sit with him. He refuses to do the Aver. And she talks to him, Atan Yishe Gabriel of Yom Yom, but Hashem Ali was having a strong in Yosh Yom, so the process of Adita, then I got one fine day. Well, Yavah HaBaisa Lachis Malacha, Yosef came home to do his work. Beinish Me'an Shabbai Shem Baboy, so the Shrei was eager to learn the Shif V'Ini, and he ran away and didn't do the Aver. That is translated the words of the Pasuk, Well, Yavah HaBaisa Lachis Malacha, he came home to do his work. So that is first in the Gemara in Zeyfa, that there is a Machloike Tamaro and Rav Shmua. Rav Shmua Chad, I'm one of the Minish, Malach Shemam, and one third, Rav Shmua. Rav Shmua means he was prepared to sin with him. He finally gave it in his repair to him. The other one says, Chalila, Chalila. That's what happened. He came to do his work now. So I see the church. Meaning he asked, the first one, the Gemara asked, and the Angyaz of the Yetzirah asked Gemara. The Gemara is in faith of Daphlam and Zion, Daphlam and Zod on the day. Why should one of the Amorayim interpret Lapis Malapta means that he was prepared to sin with him? Plus, it's a simple reading that Plusik is wrong, that he's going to do his work. Why should he say that he's prepared to sin? Why should he? If you're the Chumash is describing Esav HaRasha Yishmoyal, so we assume that the title of the Takakot is a Kukol. When it comes to speaking about a villain, HaRasha, so you assume everything he does is there. But he's talking about a Tadri case, and I said, so why should you assume that he's prepared to do another? Why should we assume like that? I saw the Chumash has, there's a different position given on his Tadri. So I saw the Chumash on his Tadri has a comment. Quote the Gemara in the first paragraph in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara says that the Amoraim, when they would be walking in the street, when we walk in New York, when we say the same time, when we walk in the street, so the Gemara has a vision, you're not permitted to walk within the Alaram and the Beit Zayin. Where I lived, there are a lot of movies, so that's like a Beit Zayin. And then you have, you're not allowed to walk within the Alaram of the Pesach Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to walk within the Alaram of the church. And then when I was walking in Yerushalayim many years ago, I was walking with Rabbeinu Shinkel. So you know, the near out the town, on both sides of the street you have churches. You need to walk from one side to the other. In order to avoid walking within the Alaram, you have to walk either in the middle of the street all the time, or if you're afraid you're going to run out, you can't run over by traffic. You have to keep on walking from one side to the other to avoid. There's more happening in the first paragraph of Rabbeinu Zarah, there's more so the story I'm running walking in the street. trees and they were faced with a dilemma. They had only two alternatives. Either they're going to walk in front of a fence up the Zayin, which is forbidden, the Pasuk in Mishle. Harfek Me'al Pitzra, also the Pasuk in Mishle. Or they're going to walk on a Pesach HaBedizor, which is the lesser of the two evils. So the Amorite said, one of the Amorites said that let's walk our Pesach HaBedizor because the Yetzer Hara for Nud. Most scientists are talking about the Yetzer Hara, but maybe Zohar by Rabbanim, this is a little far-fetched. He says, let's walk by the Pesach HaBedizor, and we'll think in favor of it, we'll be equal from violating any other with the Zohar, so we'll get more reward for being Pesach Yetzer Hara. Because Yetzer Hara can give you a right that they have, let's go in favor and we'll be equal from that, so we'll get more reward. That's not even worth it. There are Americans, no, but you have to go look for some. Let's walk by the type of Pesach HaBedizor. We have no Yetzer Hara, so we won't have to put ourselves into a position of these things. We need to go for it. So the translation says in Yishinat Gemara that the person who walks by the Pesach HaBedizor will only be Yitzhak, the Gemara says, it is Mahar to be Yitzhak the whole time. So the prophet says in Ishlai, he shall learn Torah in order to be Yitzhak from the Zayin. So he won't be Mahar to be Yitzhak. They don't have no method to be Yitzhak from the Pesach. We're afraid that he may not have the method of being Yitzhak from the Pesach HaBedizor. So he wants to interpret this Gemara, the Chavis HaBedizor HaZah. He says that there's not a Machlok Yisam HaRoyim. But the last is Malachim means, and the last of Mamish, the last is Sarapha, so he really wants to be in his honor with it. Anybody who interprets last is Malachim. He went to do his work, just to take care of whatever it was that his job was at home. But one of the Amorites has a comment that since he wasn't thinking and learning at that time, that this was equivalent to last of Sarapha. He knew that there was a Zainab there. This woman was trying to get him to stay with her for the longest time. In that way, love, Yom Yom. Every day she was bothering and testing him when she wanted to be exonerated, and he wasn't afraid to go and even to do his work. And he wasn't being the harvest of the Torah. The Medrash says that he was a chayshet chayvadik, he was a bookkeeper. That his mind was not able to think and learning. His head was clogged up with numbers. He was keeping the records now. As the chayvadik is over here, he wasn't able to think and learn. So the person walks near a Pesach HaBedizor and he's unable to think and learn at that time. So that's the equivalent of Lachis Sarapha. So that's why one of the Amorayim, they both said the same thing, it's not a Machlokes, but one of them condemned him by saying that Lachis Malachto under these circumstances, knowing that he's walking into a Beit Hamikdash, is the equivalent of Lachis Sarapha.